money is energy. I try not to go, of course, over my budget, but every time I get paid, I make sure Renee gets paid first. And so I can't ask for someone to be good to me if I'm not being good to myself. And money is the exact same way. Money is energy. So where is my energy at? If I believe that I'm going to have everything that I need, then I'm going to have it. But if I don't, then I can't be upset if I don't have what I need to have.
Hey there, friends, and welcome to the Women with Ambition podcast, making money, seeking freedom, and chasing dreams. I'm your host, Dashina Woodard, the financial freedom coach and certified life coach. In this podcast, we talk to high-achieving women who earn good money, yet they still have an ambitious goal they're trying to reach. But here's the thing, they haven't fully accomplished it yet. So these amazing ladies are going to share their firsthand insights about the financial insecurities, the challenges, and the triumphs they face as they take on their ambitious goals. So if you're an ambitious woman with an ambitious goal and you're looking to get past your fears and financial insecurities that are keeping you stuck, then this is the podcast to help you. We're going to give you the tools and inspiration you need to take action and chase your dreams. So let's get started. In this episode, I'll be speaking with Renee Linsom. Renee is an author, journalist, blogger, ghostwriter, and podcast host. As a ghostwriter, Renee wondered when she would get her first client. Then, in a whirlwind, Renee was hired to write not one book, but an entire series of books. Now Renee's dreams have gotten bigger, and it forces her to step outside of her comfort zone. Listen as we dig into Renee's limiting beliefs about charging what she's worth and the steps she is taking to chase her ambitious goal. So let's dive in.
Hi, Renee. How are you? So glad to have you here today.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Okay, so before we really get into where you are now, I think it's kind of good to know where you came from. And as a financial freedom coach, I want to help women not only just pursue their dreams, but to actually believe that it's possible. And of course, we all know that money touches every area of our life. And often it can affect the decisions that we make as adults. So I always like to start with a little bit of the background. So tell me, Renee, when you were growing up, what did you learn about money?
I learned about money through my mother, because my mother always said, well, work, but invest. She had a meeting with a man that came to the house about her teacher's retirement. So I always knew that investing was a good thing. I didn't necessarily, of course, understand it as, you know, as a kid, but she was very adamant in investing, doing something, maybe not where we own multiple, you know, thousands of shares, but she always wanted to make sure that a 401k, that she was going to be able to live, you know what I'm saying, once she retired from teaching. So she didn't play about the investment guy always coming to the house. I remember him coming by the house every month or maybe at least every other month. So investing is key. And it's funny because I invest now. So
Good. That's awesome. So important.
Yes, very much.
So did your mom ever really discuss money or finances with you, or was it just the talk about investing? I mean, was money a topic that you guys discussed?
Not really. We didn't really talk about money. A lot of the years, my mom just wanted to build a better life for us because we were on assistance for some years and she was in college. So she was really just, we kind of were trying to make ends meet, but she was working hard to get her degree, which eventually she did. And we were able to get off assistance, off of everything. And that was a dream. My mom was in school for 7-8 years. Most of the years for me as a girl. So she graduated and I was like, yes. And she was doing triple backflips because she was excited. So a lot of, we didn't have a lot of money talks, but more so work and education was probably the biggest conversation we always had.
That's awesome. So she inspired you. You felt inspired by her actions to be a mom and to continue to pursue her degree. That had to be challenging, right?
Absolutely. Sometimes we had some very hard times, but I had the love of my mother, you know, and nothing to me was impossible. A lot of people went to, when they had the kid take me to work day and they were able to go into probably, you know, offices of me, I went on a college campus and sat in classes and sat in a regular day for my mom. And that was fun for me. So it was some hard times, but everything really came together once she graduated. So it was, of course, it was sometimes she had to work two jobs and we didn't always have a car. It was a huge accomplishment when she was able to get a car and we had one. And I was like, oh, and when we got a car, we were off all the time driving somewhere. So some hard times, but I wouldn't take it for anything because we had some great times together.
Well, that's awesome. She was there for you. She was inspiring you. And even though it was tough, you still had the love. And that's amazing. That helped you make it through. And look, you have a great spirit about you, even to this day, even though you went through those challenges. So now tell me about the ghostwriting and how did you get into that career?
And you know, what's funny is I love to write. A lot of people I've heard, everyone has a creative niche about them. Everyone, or at least if they don't, they should. And for me, writing has always been that. I've written in journals and I actually still have some. And I started blogging for myself about a year ago. And then I thought the way that words come easily for me, maybe somebody that has issues, you know, with their words, maybe they need somebody to do that for them. And then I thought, well, why don't you do something like that? And I thought, well, there may not be a market. I don't know. And then I just started putting myself out there on social media. I just kind of started. And then that was where I found my very first client. And I was like, okay, I love writing. It's very fun. It's very lethargic for me. It's very just, there's something about it that is very quiet. The world to me is very noisy, but when I write, it's quiet. And I'm just like, what's in my head, I'm just able to write it all out. But ghostwriting has given me a lot of, the best satisfaction is when the client gets that book and they're like, I really love this. I really appreciate it. Now what's going on to the next step? Someone is editing. Someone's actually putting this book together. And I'm like,
wow. Like, to see that realization to come to life and the rewarding feeling when someone actually loves your work and that you did a good job for them. Tell me, what is that like?
It is so, my first client, she said, Renee, I was looking for someone to do this. And it seemed like every time I talked to someone, they would just kind of take the money that they gave and run. And they kind of did a little bit here, a little bit there. And she really just had to kind of get rid of all the work that they had done because it just didn't work. I was made sure that every week I submitted what I had worked on that week. And she was like, I really appreciate you, Renee. Like, you are a blessing. And the fact that we still communicate now, she'll shoot me an email and be like, Renee, if you're looking to be on a podcast, you know, you should try over here. She's always emailing me and I'll email her about different things that I'm doing. She's like, okay, all right, well, I'll let you know, you know, and it's just amazing because she's like, I appreciate everything you do.
Awesome.
And it's like, whoa, it would have never happened if I wouldn't have stepped out my comfort zone and said, I think I'm going to start writing.
There you
so
go.
I'm really grateful.
That is really key, that stepping outside of your comfort zone. You know, there's this quote that I like to reference because it really spoke to me, that everything you want is on the other side of fear. And we all have things that we do that we are not comfortable with. But I've also learned along my journey into entrepreneurship that you have to step outside that comfort zone and really take those chances. Otherwise, you don't want to get to the end of your life or years down the road with regret. So it's important to try, right? You know, like you said, you put yourself out there. And what more can you do? I mean, if you just do your good work and opportunities will find you. That's what's happened, right? You put your work out there and opportunities found you.
It's true. And the funny thing is she doesn't necessarily know how she found me, but she was on a particular site, a particular group, and she just was like, and found me. But she said, she was like, Renee, I still don't understand how I found you. Mm-hmm. But she sent me a message, and the rest is now. So it's like, so I was like, okay. I think there was a little bit of divine intervention, I think, also in that too. Because I'm like, oh, wow, that's interesting. Absolutely. She don't know that you found me.
Absolutely. So do you think your childhood played any role in you choosing becoming a ghostwriter or wanting to write, your passion for writing?
I thought about writing for myself. Mm-hmm. I didn't necessarily think about ghostwriting until maybe about a year ago, maybe a little less than a year. Mm-hmm. I always knew that I wanted to write for myself. I knew, I was like, I want to write a book. Yeah. You know, that was the one thing that I held on to as my early teenagers. You know, I was about 13 and I was like, I'm going to write a book, you know, and it stayed with me all my life, even down to the name that I said I was going to call my book. And it's funny because that's the same name that I gave my blog. So it's literally just been like, I always wanted to write, but I didn't necessarily think about it for other people until recently. So
yeah. So what did you call that book?
Well, the book was going to be called Into the Sunshine from Out of the Rain. Was what it's going to be called. But my blog is that exact name. So I said, I'm going to make that the blog. And now I've got a different name for my book, but I'm still using it. I came up with it at 13.
Oh, wow.
And it stayed with me ever since. So.
Right. Into the Sunshine. Now tell me, what's the meaning behind that? Into the Sunshine, Out of the Rain.
Whenever
did I say it right? First of all, did I say it right?
Yes, you did.
Okay, go ahead.
a lot of times I always thought that in my life there was a lot of rain. My parents got divorced when I was little, and sometimes we struggled a little bit, and it was a lot of rainy days. Mm-hmm. But even though those rainy days happened, the sun always came out. And we eventually made it out of those rainy days, and we hit some really beautiful days. Not that the rain didn't come in sometimes, but it never stayed. And things only got better because of the rain. And so that's where that name kind of comes from. Because I endured some rain, but yes, the sun always shines.
And typically it leaves a beautiful rainbow behind, right?
That's exactly it.
Awesome. So during the ghostwriting, I know you talked a little bit about this, that you put yourself out there, your first client eventually found you. What challenges did you face when you first got into trying to ghostwrite? I mean, do you feel like that it was a struggle, or just walk us through that a little bit?
You can have an idea for a business and say, okay, I'm going to do this, but of course, as my mentor said, I'll put myself in the samurai sword. A lot of times when I had an idea and I said, okay. So I put myself out there, and some people were like, well, how much do you charge? And I said, okay, this is how much I charge. And some were like, oh, that's too much. You know, and I did my research with how much I should charge. Mm-hmm. And so I said, okay, I'm like, well, you're new, Renee, we're starting this. So maybe not being able to do the extreme end because you're still brand new. Right. So I said, okay, I said, but I'm not going to undervalue myself at the same time. So this is the figure that I stay right here at the average. So since I don't have any experience, and I ran into a lot of people that said, that's too much money. And then I realized they're not your customer, Renee.
Mm.
That's probably one of the biggest things as an entrepreneur that we have to understand is not everybody is our customer. You want everybody, as much as I would love for everybody and their mom to say, Renee, I want you to write me a book and I know it's going to be great because you have a gift for writing. And I'll be like, okay, I would love to. That's just not the reality. So I had to be like, well, Renee, it doesn't mean you're not any good. It just means that people are like, they see the finance part and they say, oh, well, I, some people are looking for an excuse not to buy from you.
Oh, I love that. Yes. Yes. Some people say they want these things, but yet they obviously they don't want it badly enough. Because, I mean, even like when you go to college, they don't give you a degree for free, right? It's an investment. It's investing in yourself. It's investing in your future, your goals, your dream. Yes, you can take time trying to figure things out on your own because the information's out there. You know, this is what I keep learning. Anything you want to know is out there, but knowing how to apply it and implement it and what steps to take. I mean, you can find 100 different articles on whatever you're trying to do, but it doesn't always lead you step by step, or you don't know where to start. You know, it's just like just information overload. And so you never take any action. And I love that you said, not everyone's your customer. That's true. And that's what us entrepreneurs really have to understand. And you do want to help everybody, but not everyone is for you. And just the fact that people are looking for that reason not to buy, because maybe they have a fear and maybe they have something going on with them. They don't know that. They don't believe in themselves enough. Sometimes I feel like, because when you really want something, there's almost nothing that's going to stop you. When you're really ready. And, you know, it's like once you've tried for, you know, you give yourself some time to try. You know, you tried for a couple of years, because I can just say with my own experience, I did that. You know, I tried for a couple of years, you know, trying to get a business up and going on my own until I realized that I just wasn't making good progress. So I had to invest in myself and I had to reach out and get a business coach. And let me tell you, you don't know what you don't know. Because it's like she was able to lay everything out for me and walk me down the path step by step and really guide me as a mentor. And that was really helpful for me because I'm like, oh, I never would have figured that out. I never would have. I didn't even know this existed. I didn't even know you needed to do that. You know, you just don't know what you don't know. And some people, they keep trying on their own, but, you know, I guess the pain isn't enough and they're not ready to make that investment. So they look for excuses not to spend the money. Because let me tell you, I've given away things for free and people won't take advantage. You know, you give things away for free, then they feel like it's not worth anything. But then when you charge, then it's too much, you know, so they're just not your customer. So that is absolutely true.
And, you know, it's amazing to me because people are like, and my coach, I have a coach as well, my mentor, and he'll be like, we are at a point when you're an entrepreneur, you become educated in your business, in your skill. So when people hire you, they don't just hire you. They also hire what you know. So when someone comes to me about writing something, I already know. And so I'm like, okay, so I am sharing my experience to bring you up.
Absolutely.
Wherever you need to be. So there is a certain amount of transaction that needs to happen, because when you ask me to write your book, you're also buying the fact that I'm literally being exclusive to you and helping you launch your legacy and your platform. So it's not, you're also taking me away from other prospects, from other things that I also could be doing, but I'm not, because I'm working on your book. So There is a bit of time management that also goes into it. Mm-hmm. There also is the fact that when I'm writing, clearly I'm not, there's something else that I'm not taking care of, including my spouse. There's something that I'm not doing because I'm concentrating on you. So time is a huge thing. It's a huge thing, period. But especially when you're an entrepreneur.
Yes, it's precious.
There's always something else we could be doing.
A million things. and time is a precious resource that we can never get back. And time is valuable. Your time is valuable. And your skills and your knowledge are valuable. So know your worth. That's what I hear. I heard the expression, know your worth and add tax.
I mean, I say to all of us, increase your price. Mm-hmm. Increase your price. I hear that a lot. And because it'll be like, they're like, come on, you know that you have not increased your price in a long time. You need to increase your price.
Yeah.
Because the people that want our service, the people that are actually for us, and they're like, oh, when we say our price, they're going to be like, oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, is there a certain time that you need that? What's your Cash App? What's your PayPal? Whatever way it needs to be sent in, they're not going to have an issue with that. So I'm like, okay.
Because they know the value. Those are the people that know the value, yes, of what you're doing. That's awesome. I mean, really, they either don't have the time or couldn't figure it out. And so they know the value of what you're doing, and they're ready. They're ready to actually get help. So that is awesome. So now I'm just going to back it up a little bit. Now, I just want to know, because I am a financial freedom coach, do you feel like you've had any financial challenges along the way? Like from your childhood, do you feel like that impacted the way you handled money at all?
Absolutely, dear. Absolutely. It's very easy. It's very easy. Now, my mother taught me about investing, which is great. But also, I wasn't taught about how I need to pay myself. I was taught that, you know, of course, you pay your bills on time, that you make sure that everything at home is taken care of. And you also make sure that you give your tithes to church.
Yeah.
But I wasn't necessarily told about, well, pay yourself. Well, why not do this? You know, why not, you know, take some time every day to do one of your dreams? I was never, ever, it was nothing against my mom, nothing against that, but it was go to school, get your degree, get you a great paying job, and there you go. And I did. I went to school, got the degree. That's great. But it took me a while to find the job in my field. And then when I did, you know, I did. And I worked there for a while. And then I said, this really isn't feeding me anymore. Mm-hmm. I work home health now, but it's also like, I love my writing. So here I am years later, not doing at all what I went to school for. I mean, of course, the writing has gotten sharper because I had to do research papers in college and all that part. So that part, you know, I'm comfortable with, but I'm a ghostwriter. I didn't go to school for that.
Yeah.
I went to school because of the mind. I went to school for a psychology and for a social science degree.
Okay. Yeah. So like you said, it's nothing against your mom, or because maybe she didn't know, but she knew about investing. But maybe she didn't know about, like you said, the pay yourself first and how to maybe do a budget or having an emergency fund set aside and 3 to 6 months worth of expenses. You know, we weren't taught that. I had the same experience as you. I was taught, go to school, get an education, make a lot of money, and that's how you become successful.
That's right. There you go.
But, you know, there's a lot of more to handling money. And, you know, you really have to know how to manage it and about investing. And that's the things that we didn't learn. So you've started to learn more about that on your own. How's your mindset changed about money now as an adult?
Money is energy. I feel that money is energy. When I try not to go, of course, over my budget, but every time I get paid, I make sure Renee gets paid first. And so I can't ask for someone to be like, okay, to be good to me if I'm not being good to myself. And money is the exact same way. So if I've got my hand up like this, nothing, no one can bless me, but of course no one can take anything away, but nothing goes in or out of here. But I've got to flow and be like, okay, money is energy. So where is my energy at? If I believe that I'm going to have everything that I need, then I'm going to have it. But if I don't, then I can't be upset if I don't have what I need to have. So,
absolutely. And I love that. I love that. If your hand is closed, nothing can go out, but nothing can come in either. So, and that's one of the things I learned. You have to be open to receiving. And that's something that I'm learning about, kind of like the law of attraction. You have to be really open to receiving. That's awesome. Okay, so now let's talk about, so do you still have an ambitious goal that you're trying to reach?
Oh boy, you're not going to believe this. So, you know how those commercials where it says that Visa is the official like sponsor of the NFL? You know how when you see it on TV about Visa?
Mm-hmm.
I would love to be the official ghostwriter of a company. And they said, okay, we have our own company ghostwriter, and we're just going to call Renee. We have a contract with her, and this is who we're going to go with. If I dealt with the books or their press releases or anything like that, I would love to be the only ghostwriter that this company has, where they're like, okay, all right. And I have my staff and I said, okay, this is what we're doing. This is this day's schedule. And this is what we're going to do. And I've got a team of other ghostwriters, and I may just do one, you know what I'm saying? Or two. And I said, okay, all right. Well, I'm the face, but you guys are the people behind the scenes. And there we go. I can't wait for that.
That is awesome. Do you have like a company in mind that you're pursuing, or a specific niche type of company? Tell us more about that.
I would love if it was a publishing house, and if they were just like, okay, we have different books, different niches and stuff. I would be like, okay. If I don't necessarily have a company necessarily in mind, I have someone that they have their own company called Cozy Corner, and they publish a lot of excellent books. And I have kind of been watching them because I'm like, I would love to be in partnership with them. But as well as, yeah, I would say Cozy Corner Publishing, they are outstanding. They publish a lot of great, great books.
Mm-hmm.
So I would probably say, yeah. Definitely say them, because I'll be like, I would love the opportunity, you know, just to jump in there. They'd be like, okay, we have our premium ghostwriter right here.
Awesome. So,
team behind me.
Yes. So why is that goal of being an in-house premier ghostwriter, why is that important to you?
It's important to me because I believe that's a part of my legacy, to help, you know, to be able to create legacies with the written word. I feel like that's exactly where I need to be. And so somebody that is coming up who is trying to get their foot in the door, just like I was, I want to hire those people and be like, okay, see, that was me, but you don't necessarily have to go through the hurdles. You can learn different things from me. And then one day you can start your own company and be like, okay, and branch out and even do greater than I can. But someone has to help and usher in the generation that's behind me. I've learned things in business that I didn't necessarily know. Mm-hmm. And I'm still in my 30s. Mm-hmm. So someone that's in school right now that is like, well, I don't know what I would do. It's okay. They'll come right in with me. And I'll just be like, okay, this is what you do. All right. You can kind of cozy up to me. That's fine. Because I want people to thrive. And absolutely. So that's what it's all about. If I'm to somebody else, I'm the old girl on the street, which doesn't bother me because it's fine. But there's somebody that's coming up behind me that is going to need the help that they may not understand, or they may just not know. And they need somebody to take them under their wing and just be like, okay, I'll start you with this. And this is what you need to, this is what I expect from you. I'm here if you need me, but I'm not going to, you know, treat you like a kid, but I'm going to be like, okay, all right, this is your assignment. This is how much I'll pay. This is what we're going to do.
There you go.
And you can make your own company. You can make it bigger and better. You can make it bigger than Yahoo if you want to. And that's fine with me.
Absolutely. So you want to help others. You want to be a mentor, bring other people that started where you are, give jobs. That's awesome. So what would your life look like if you actually become this premier publisher for Cozy Corner or some big company?
How my life would look?
Yes.
You know what? I don't think it will look any more different. Maybe the finances in my bank account would be different, but I don't think necessarily how I would live would be different. I still would be giving to my church. Yeah. I still would be like, well, I can't do it right now. I got a meeting, but you know, when my husband will be there, or just being like, okay, wanting to be able to donate more to help people get out of the financial places that they're in. Because if one of us grows, then we all have responsibility to help somebody else to grow. And if they don't want to, I can't make them, but the light that I have within me should shine so that other people could be like, okay, well, she's actually, I'm trying to. I mean, God is blessing me, but he's blessing me to put the work together too.
Absolutely.
So, we have an advantage to being in this environment. I'm so grateful to have got a chance to meet you. But the funny thing is, we would have never got a chance to meet each other if we didn't step out of our boxes.
Absolutely.
And since we have, someone else is still living in theirs. So that means we have an obligation to be like, okay, you don't have to live in your box. You can move out of that box. It doesn't matter how old you are.
Yes.
Yeah. We have a lady is 57. She's in her late 50s and she's in computer programming. And she is excellent with it.
Wow. That's awesome.
I'm never too old. So if you want to do it, let's do it.
Let's do it. There. I love it. Now, since you wanted to be with a premier publisher for a company, what's holding you back?
I think, you know what? Probably a little bit of, well, they haven't gotten back to me, because I actually did talk to a company about doing press releases and things. And I do have a meeting with them soon, but we also haven't. I'm just kind of like waiting for their schedule to kind of clear up a little bit. Cause I want to do this. So I think it's just the time. That we haven't been able to link up yet, but I'm not going to give up on it either.
So, absolutely. Yeah. So tell us about that. What steps are you taking to actually try to achieve this goal?
You have to put yourself out there. So I am familiar with the company. I'm familiar with the different books that they have done. Mm-hmm. And so I send emails. If I see a phone number, I'm sending text messages or calling. And so I just haven't heard about a specific day. I have heard back, but I haven't heard a date for us to link up. So you can't be shy. I think that's one thing I can say is you cannot be shy, especially when you're talking about your own prosperity and what prosperity you can help be for somebody else. You can't be shy about it. You have to be like, okay, I can't hear a no. No just means that's extra ammunition to keep going.
Okay.
So, you can use that as what what Popeye used to eat, the spinach. You can take the no as the spinach.
Yes. Get stronger.
I mean, that's right. You have to really get to a point where you cannot be denied.
Yeah.
And I'm at a point to where I can't be denied. It may not happen today. It may not happen tomorrow, but there we're going to have that meeting.
Yeah.
And they're going to say, all right, Renee, we have a contract here. And I'm going to say, okay, I got my lawyers. We're going to go over this and I'm signing it. And this is it.
Okay. So you have a company that you are pursuing. What about Cozy Corner? Have you reached out to them?
No, yes. That's who I was referring to.
Cozy Corner. That's the company you are pursuing. Okay. So good. So do you have a plan other than you're waiting on them? Do you have another plan of attack to help you stay on their radar?
I see the lady that's in charge of Cozy Corner. I see her very, very frequently. Mm-hmm. So I do kind of stay a little bit in her face where she sees me and she's like, oh, hey, Renee. I'm like, hello.
Yes.
Yes. I'm still very interested. So, I do.
So you're staying in touch. You know, you found out about the company that you're interested in. You're reaching out, stepping outside your comfort zone, and you're staying in touch because you're really trying to pursue. You know, you're not giving up. You're going to keep being persistent. Persistence is obviously key in trying to reach that goal. Awesome. So what advice do you have for other women who have an ambitious goal that they're trying to reach?
I do not want anybody to be like, well, I don't know if I should do this. Writing has been in me since birth, I can say, but I noticed it more in elementary school. But it's been a part of me forever. So don't come up with reasons why you can't go for this when you know that it's in you to do.
Yeah.
The world reacts to speed. If you have an idea, like if I said, okay, I'm going to buy a building, don't just say that you're going to buy a building. Go out and research. Find a building and make the call to whoever owns it and say, I need to know how much this is and I need to know about it. Because the world, it reacts to speed. Don't sit on an idea that you know you have and say, if it's for me, it's for you.
Yeah.
There you go. There's your public service announcement there. It is for you.
Yes.
It can't be yours. You just have to be, you have to speed up and do it because mm-hmm. somebody else is also right behind you that may also have the same idea.
Yeah.
And since they react quickly, they'll get it.
That's
you
true.
You have to react quickly.
And you know, like how we talked about time is a precious resource. Time is also not always your friend. Like you said, the world reacts to speed. Time is not going to wait for you to finally make that move. It's like, you got to do it now. You got that passion. Like you said, you have a passion or a purpose that is just gnawing at you. That's your inner voice, that inner voice. It may be even like a higher power speaking to you, telling you, if you keep getting that same thought over and over again that this is something you want to do, then don't let anything hold you back. Just take the first step. Like you said, if the first thing you want to do to buy a building is go find a building, go check out some buildings, do one thing. What is one thing that you can do to make that happen? So moving forward, I'll just end with this. If you don't have an answer for this, don't worry. But as far as the publisher and you're waiting for them to get back to you, what's one thing you think you can do more of to help you get seen by them faster or move them along?
One thing I'm really thinking about doing is writing them an article. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing because they have an online version of different articles. I'm really thinking about writing them an article and just being like, okay, all right, let me put this out here. That way they can be like, oh, well, we actually see a copy of something that she has written. Mm-hmm. And this is what we know she's got. And that'll put them even more so because they have to print it and they have to put it on their website. And so that puts me, and I actually did start a little article, but I haven't finished it or even, I just been like maybe one sentence or anything, but I just started it. So write an article, get in their face even more.
Absolutely.
They can really see my writing then and be like, oh, okay, all right.
I love that. That is awesome. Writing an article for them. That's one thing that you can do, one additional step that you can take to make sure that you're continuing to go after your goal and not giving up. Yes, I love it. Well, thank you so much, Renee. Where can people find you?
If you want to find me, I am on, my goodness, almost everything, but you can find me on Facebook. My name is Renee God's Girl Lensom, you know, R-E-N-E-A-G-O-D-S-G-I-R-L. And then there's a space, Lensom, L-I-N-S-O-M. That's me.
Absolutely. Well, I think your story is very inspiring. I love it. I think it's going to help people because you're actually going for your goals. You're pursuing your passion and you're not giving up. And that's awesome. So thank you so much for your time, Renee, and for sharing your story with us.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Women with Ambition, Making Money, Seeking Freedom, and Chasing Dreams podcast. If you enjoy this podcast and you want to hear more, then be sure to do these three things. First, hit the subscribe button so you'll be notified each time a new episode drops. You can also visit us on the website, extravagantlybroke.com/podcast, and subscribe to our email newsletter for all the latest Women with Ambition information. Second, share this episode with your family and friends because sharing is caring and we can all help elevate each other. Third, don't forget to leave us a positive rating and review on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast player so that we can continue to bring you more amazing stories from ambitious women just like you. So that's all for now. And thank you for allowing us to inspire you as you pursue your ambitious goals of making money, seeking freedom, and chasing dreams.